Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Insecticides India Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by MUFG Intime. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sejal Bhatter from MUFG Intime. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, and welcome to Q4 and 12-month FY26 earnings call of Insecticides India Limited. Today on this call, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Kumar Agrawal, Managing Director, Mr. Sandeep Agrawal, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Devendra Kumar Roy, Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Dushyant Sood, Chief Marketing Officer. Before we proceed with the call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that this conference may contain certain forward-looking statements which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of date. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties which are difficult to predict. A detailed disclaimer has been given in the company's investor presentation, which is uploaded on stock exchange. Now, I would like to hand over the conference to the management for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sejal. Rajesh Agrawal this side. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. FY26 has been a year of resilience, disciplined execution, and strategic progress for IL. Despite a challenging global environment, we continued to strengthen our market position, deepen farmer engagement, and build a strong foundation for long-term growth. I will briefly cover the business environment and operational performance, after which CFO Mr. Sandeep Ji will take you through the financials in detail. So first of all, I would like to talk about the industry and the business environment. The current geopolitical situation continues to impact the global agrochemical industry and has created supply-side constraints across several key raw materials and intermediates. As a result, raw material prices have increased sharply in certain cases to nearby 10% and even higher in case of crude-linked products. This has gradually shifted the market towards a more supplier-driven environment. Though in May, the market is a little sluggish due to rising heat across the country, and people are waiting for the monsoons. The crop activity, though, is expected to improve in the month of June as the monsoons hit the Indian coastline. Our response and operational readiness. Despite these challenges, we have responded proactively to ensure smooth operations and uninterrupted services to the farmers. We maintained comfortable inventory levels in the system for the upcoming season. Our pricing approach has remained rational and calibrated to protect both market competitiveness and margins. Overall, farming sentiment and dealer activity are improving gradually. Talking about the Q4 performance, Q4 performance remained steady and encouraging. We registered approximately 19% growth in Q4, supported by both B2C and B2B business. Premium products continue to outperform and deliver about 24% growth during the quarter. For the full year, the company delivered growth of above 7% while remaining broadly profit neutral. The overall momentum in the business continues to strengthen while maintaining operational discipline. So I would now like to talk about the premiumization and product strategy. Our long-term strategy of premiumization and differentiated technologies is gaining strong traction. Over the last 3 years, we have launched more than 25 products. Several of these products are now witnessing encouraging acceptance from farmers across markets. This growing farmer confidence gives us strong visibility and confidence for the future. Talking about R&D, the products developed through our own R&D, such as Ori Super, Centran SC, Centran Genuine, received an excellent response from the farmer, also Amuse, and many others. Innovation remains a core pillar of our strategy, and we will continue investing in the differentiated technologies and solutions. I would also like to share about our partnerships, particularly the global partnerships with Nissan and Corteva. On the collaboration front, we continued expanding our portfolio through partnerships with global investors, innovators. During the year, we launched advanced products like Altair from Nissan. We have launched Sparkle, Granuvia, and through our collaboration with Corteva. And now we are about to launch two more products, Spinoids and Green Mix. Our partnership with Corteva is progressing very well, and we share a common purpose to provide integrated solution-based latest technology to the farmer. With another major launch during the year, our total launches under our partnerships are going to be 4. Going forward, we expect additional differentiated technologies and premium solutions from Corteva. We share a common purpose with Corteva, serving farmers through integrated and technology-driven solutions. Corteva itself is built on a strong innovation legacy, combining the strengths of DuPont, crop protection, Dow agencies, and pioneers. Here, I think it is also relevant to discuss about our fully owned subsidiary known as Kairos. With a strategic growth platform, I can say Kairos is another important strategic initiative by IAL. Strategically, Kairos will help us in expansion of distribution reach, build an independent sales channel, improve supply chain effectiveness through direct imports, and enhance bulk supplies capabilities. Kairos is being positioned as future-ready agri-science platform. Its portfolio will cover all insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, biostimulants, micronutrients, and soil health products. The philosophy behind Kairos combines traditional farming wisdom and scientific innovation. Through the Dr. Radha identity, we are portraying the story of a young Indian scientist and farmer's son who bridges grassroots understanding and modern agricultural science. World-class product from the strength of IAL to expand human business. Talking about the balance sheet. On the balance sheet side, working capital continues to remain at elevated levels. However, our manufacturing facilities at Sotanala and Dahej provide sufficient capacity headroom for future growth. These facilities also ensure scalability and operational flexibility. Therefore, our CAPEX requirement going forward remains largely nominal or in the range of 25-30 crores, which we call as a maintenance CAPEX, once we complete our projects of in the year FY27. I would like to talk about the strategic pillars of IL at a broader level. Broader level, our strategy continues to operate around three important pillars: bringing latest technology solutions through internal R&D as well as global partners, providing integrated crop-based solutions that address the entire requirement of the farmer, ensuring faster introduction of off-patent technologies at affordable prices for Indian farmers. Talking about the outlook of FY27, looking ahead, we remain cautiously optimistic about the demand environment for FY27. Dealer activity is improving amid rising prices. The pricing actions may support decent growth during the upcoming season. However, end demand visibility will become clearer as the season progresses. We'll remain mindful that prolonged geopolitical tensions may continue to impact business conditions and keep raw material prices elevated for some time. So we'll also take care of the evolving global supply chain conditions, the El Nino impact, crop mix change, particularly in the dry crops. In the end, I would like to very proudly tell you that Insecticide India is entering into its 25th year, our silver jubilee, and we believe that IL is entering a new era of transformation and growth. Our standard product portfolio, expanding distribution ecosystem, global technology partnerships, manufacturing readiness, and growing farmer trust position us strongly for the future. Going forward, we believe we'll continue investing in innovation, premiumization, technology, organizational capabilities, and operational excellence. We will continuously work on improvement of ROCE and building the positive cash flow. We will continue with our aggressive market development activities and farmer training. Just a reference, we touched more than 75 lakhs farmers in the previous year. We will continue to offer premium solutions, comprehensive basket for a new gen solution. So distribution is the key strength of IL and we continue to strengthen it. As we build the next IL, I will say we'll maintain a good momentum. Our performance will improve day by day. Thank you once again for your continued trust, confidence, and support. Thank you. And over the line, Mr. Kapil Bagarwal, review of the
sir, we are not able to hear you clearly.
Yeah, thank you, Rajeshji. I am Sandeep Agarwal, CFO of the company. Yeah, good evening, everyone, and warm welcome to all the participants. As the full year has already gone, so the full year results I will discuss. FY25 versus FY26. The revenue from operation has improved from 2,000 crore to 2,140 crores, a jump of around 7%. Gross profit increased from 641 crore to 675 crore, a jump of around 5%. EBITDA has increased from 221 crore to 227 crore, a jump of around 3%. And the PAT, there is a slight decline from 142 crore to 139 crore. And the basic reason of decline is a provision of taxes. So deferred tax has increased by around 9 crore in this year. That's why it is showing a decline. So sale by segment, if you see in FY26, the 73% contribution has come from B2C, 22% has come from B2B and 5% from exports. Let me share some other figures also. So during this year, from all the patented products, the total turnover revenue is 322 crores. The revenue from total combination product is 324 crores. The revenue from in-licensing product is 226 crores. The revenue from 5 products launched during the year is 40 crores. And the revenue from products launched last year has increased from 23 crores to 82 crores. We will see the journey of last 3 years. The EBITDA of the company has increased from 6.8% to 10.6%. Gross profit margin improved from 23.1% to 31.5%. ROE improved from 6.9% to 11.4% and ROCE improved from 10.4% to 16.1%. And in addition to this, I want to share one more information with you. So our MD son, Mr. Sanskar Agarwal, the new generation, has today joined the board of Insecticide India Limited. And on the addition of Mr. Sanskar Agarwal, company has proposed ESOPs for the older employees as a gift to employees and to attract the latest good talent from the market. So this is the first strategic move from our new director, the new generation, Mr. Sanskar Agarwal. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We can open the house for questions, please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register, please press star and 1. Your first question comes from the line of Rushabh Shah with Bugle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, clearly. Hi.
Sir, in one of the calls, you have said that at insecticides, you manage your inventory and receivables a bit differently as compared to what is happening in the industry. So, could you please explain like a bit more in detail how and what differently are you doing for managing the inventory and the receivables?
When we say we work differently, that we try to generate the demand from the market and then we push the model into the market. So we pre-plan what is to be done during the season. We make the bookings in the market, try to receive the orders from the distributor, but we make slow supplies. We see that when we are making the supplies to the distributor, the market should, the model should move to the retailer. And when the retailer comes in, then we, my team starts working with the farmer and we try that to clear up the market by the end of the season. So that has been the strategy. Though last year it got a very bad hit because during the middle of the season it was a very dry environment and all the dry crop herbicides, there were heavy glutathione actually for that in the middle of the season. So this year we are going with a cautious approach. So we are trying to divide the risk by dividing the products and we are doing limited placements. Yes, we are booking the materials from the market, from the distributor and retailer, but the strategy is that we should be able to decrease the glutathione substantially, and that has been always a strength of IM, and we wish to continue with that. I hope
Yes, sir. And so my second question is, one of our competitors has grown in a niche segment like the specialty of herbicides, targeting specific, and they have done well. So just wanted to know, are we also targeting any such specific crops or specific problems so that even our ratios and margins would be benefited?
We have launched a lot of solutions in the previous 2-3 years. And we have the specialty over the herbicide segment for all the crops. If I talk about the dry crops, then I have a herbicide for cotton, a specialty cotton. I have herbicide, 3 herbicides for maize. I have multiple herbicides for soybean impulses. I have a specialty herbicide for even sugar cane. A lot many products for paddy, including Alder, which was launched in the last year. So we have a lot of products for almost all the crops, and we are doing well. The last year contribution which has come from the herbicide segment is 39%, and there was heavy glutathione actually, particularly in this segment. And there was a price decline also because there were many products which were launched in the last 2-3 years and they were off patent technologies which faced the competition. But moving forward, I believe the prices have stabilized and they are going at those levels and we see the quantities going up. So this should be a decent year. We should, our herbicide segment particularly should register at a good increase in this year, I believe.
Okay. Sir, my next question is, which are the main crops for insecticides we target and what are the top 5 products combining all the insecticides, herbicides, etc.?
We target almost all the crops. Rice is the biggest crop in the country, so yes, it is my key crop. Along with rice, we work on sugarcane and we work on maize and then we start working on cotton. Horticulture is very, very big crop because horticulture in particular is a very big segment because it starts from apple, then chili, then pomegranate, then many vegetables are very, very important crop pieces. So we are active in almost everything. Then wheat comes in the Rabi season is an important crop. Soybean, I think I named that. So soybean pulses. So we have the solutions for everything. And we are identifying the gaps in our portfolio and trying to fulfill those gaps. So we provide all types of solutions, insecticide, fungicide, pesticide. You would have seen that our fungicide sale has also touched double digits in the previous system.
Okay. My next question is, we are definitely expanding on distribution and also educating the farmers on various products that we introduce. My question is on the brand building. How much effort are we taking to build a brand, registering the brand name in the minds of the farmers so that farmers not only come back to us for same product but also expand his purchase for upward and lateral purchase of other requirements also? Because sir, building brand is extremely important, which can be seen in the return ratios of our competitors also. So how are we working towards that so that even our like the ratios or the margins increase? Because as farmer comes to us come to us for the brand building, so we get the benefit of it.
Yeah, very decent question, I would say. So we work a lot on brand building. For this, we have set up a huge team in the country headed by the CMO. Under the CMO, I have about 90 people who are the FMMs, means field marketing managers. Under them, we have the field marketing executives. And under these people, I have a team of more than 1,000 CAs. CAs are crop advisors who are working across the country. All this I'm managing through Salesforce. So they have to make an entry for about their activities, about their plans in the coming week, coming month. The entire plans are defined, how many demonstrations they have to make, how many farmer meetings they have to do, how many displays they have to do, how many dealer trainings they have to do, how many farmer trainings. Everything is very well defined actually, and they have to put in their targets, their crop wise and everything. And the biggest achievement of Insecticide India is ICS Plus. ICS is Insecticides India Crop Solution Plus. So last year we made about more than 30 odd plots, and this year we are going to double this number. What we are doing here is, a farmer may be of a size of 10, 20, 25 acres. We take 1 acre from him, and on 1 acre of land we give our solution. And the entire the fertilization and other things he does by his own practice. But the crop protection thing is followed by Insecticide India, and everything is measured and marked. How much expense he is incurring on his acre, how much expense we are incurring. And then we go up to the yield, and then we demonstrate to him that by investing in Insecticide India, what is the total expenditure for that acre, and what is the total expenditure he is making on other acres. How much is the yield growth, how much is the advantage, and we are conducting a lot of farmer and dealer meetings, field meetings on those plots. So this has been a highly successful program. And this year, last year it was on paddy, it was on chili. This year we are extending maize. This year we are extending cotton and some other crops actually. And we will be conducting more than 70 ICS plots in this year. So I believe that we are continuously working for the brand. And not to talk about the BTL activities and the other activities which we run for the brand building exercise. So we are always very, very active in the market, and we are trying to create a brand. And when we talk about the new launches, if particularly I am bringing the new generation solutions through my R&D center or even by the collaboration, I cannot only sell these products by brand building. If there is a pull from the market, if there is a demand, if the farmer is coming to buy that product, then only he will get the product. Otherwise, there is a chance that even if a farmer comes to a shop, then he gets the alternate product. So we have to take care that we have to train the farmer, we have to work at the counter, we have to keep the interest of all the people alive so that we can keep on selling the products. So the efforts in the brand building are huge from Insecticide India. So I believe that we put the total manpower which I have on ground is one of the highest in the country, more than 700 headquarters for sales and more than 1,000 for the brand, this brand building activity. The CA reaches to about 1,400 on the peak. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Your next question comes from Bhargav with Ambit. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening team and congratulations for launching the ESOP program. It's very heartening to basically hear that. Sir, in your opening remarks, you mentioned that there is raw material inflation and prices are likely to increase. So now that we have closer to 800 crores of inventory sitting on the balance sheet, will we be a beneficiary now, given that a lot of our competitors, especially the smaller ones, may not have this inventory? And essentially, as prices rise, larger players tend to benefit. Is that understanding correct, sir?
Yeah, that's correct, actually, provided we are able to encash that. So there is every effort that we should take the advantage of the current situation, because We generally start our planning from Diwali, and this Diwali to Holi exercise, whatever we buy and whatever we make the permit. So yes, this year since the prices have gone up, so this will be particularly helpful. So we are keeping the finger crossed for the good monsoons, and as the spring season starts in the month of June, the things are going to pick up and we should get the advantage. The understanding is 100% correct. Thank you very much.
Secondly, sir, on the CDMO front, now that we are launching ESOPs, obviously we'll be able to hire good talent. So are you also working on a 3 to 4 year plan to ramp up our exports, especially the CDMO side of the business?
Yes, that's very, very important actually. And we are trying to build up the plans in that fashion so that we are able to attract the CDMO relationships. So already there are certain things which are in the initial stages, and there will be some small supplies which will be going for trial purposes. So when I say trials, trials can be one container trials also. So we have to build that relationship stronger, and we have to see how much we are able to attract in the future. So, but yes, that is in pipeline. We are working in that direction.
Great, sir. Thank you very much, and all the best for the future, and congrats to Sanskar for joining the board. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to everyone, you may press star and one to ask a question. Your next question comes from Bharat Gupta with Share Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, Sandeep ji and Rajesh ji. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, clear.
Yeah, sir, a couple of questions. So just first, can you share the breakup of volume-led growth during the quarter and for the full year?
I'll give it to Sandeepji. Hello, Bharati. So during the quarter, the volume growth is 5% and the value growth is 14%. And then during the full year, the volume growth is 5% and the value growth is 2%.
Right. Sir, any price increase which we have taken recently during the quarter one?
Yes, we have taken 2 price increases in the month of April, and they were quite successful. So May is a little sluggish, as I talked about in my commentary also. So let's see how June behaves, because it depends on a lot of geopolitical factors and other things. And of course, since it's El Nino year, so people are a little worried with the high temperature, because in many parts of the country, 48 degrees are normal, so which is new for many, many people. So keeping the fingers crossed, waiting for the rain.
And so far, sir, whatever price increase which we have taken, that has been absorbed by the dealers and distributors?
April, the first price increase was very much appreciated. The second one, there were some issues. So some discount we had to offer in the month of May. So we are thinking about June, we'll be able to take the price increase in the beginning or in the middle of June. That decision is yet to be taken. It depends on the market demand.
Right. And sir, considering the recent spike in the raw materials family because of the crude derivative nature, so how should we think about the gross margins and the EBITDA margins going ahead? And given our capability in the backward integration side, so do we see a meaningful margin expansion potential for us during fiscal year 2020?
Difficult to comment at this moment that we'll be able to increase it by how much percentage. But yes, there will be a small increase. Let's see how much. So it can be small to large. It depends on the season. If there is demand, of course. It could be all based on demand.
And sir, given all the heat waves and the labor shortages which has been seen across the market, so any expectations, or do you see any increase in the herbicide category of demand, and how is the channel inventory out there in the system currently?
Overall, the herbicides are seeing retraction, and there is a lot of increase in the demand in the recent years. This year also that sentiment is going to continue, because manpower is very, very expensive and the chemical control is much, much cheaper. So farmers are adopting the chemical herbicides, and a lot of specialty herbicides are already entering into the market, and they are creating the stress. So this will continue. Yes, the farmer is waiting for the rains. So that is one reason that the placements are not happening with the speed what it should happen. So May, we should be able to touch the last year numbers, but we will not be able to crossed with something, I would say, the something thing. So it will all depend on the June.
Right. And sir, how do you see the traction which is going across the B2B side of the business?
B2B is also good, actually. We are able to maintain last year number. So April was an increase. May again, I expect to grow in B2B. So B2B will be positive, actually, in this entire year also and in this quarter.
Right. And just a last question for Sandeep, can you just provide a breakup of the B2C revenues which you have done for this year to the last year?
Last year was 73% B2C, 22% B2B, and I believe was 5% international business.
Right. Sir, I was asking with respect to the share of patented products, combinations, as well as the new product share. So can you just provide
a breakup? His return is that. So I had already told you the patented product share during the year is 322 crores. The sale from combination of
last year, sir?
Last year the patented product sale was around 330 crores. And sale from combination of product was 311 crores.
And for the other product category, sir?
For in-licensing product, last year sales were 229 crores, this year 226 crores.
Right. That's it from my side, sir, and wishing all the good luck to the company for its silver jubilee as well as for Sanskar for joining the pool. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Your next follow-up question comes from Rushabh Shah with Bugle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, just wanted to know, how do you manage your channel? Like when we have unsellable inventory, which is... do you directly take write-off or do you keep rotating your the unsellable inventory along with the fresh products which we introduce into the channel? Just wanted to know your relationship with our channel.
Like, we don't take any write-offs in the market. So whatever is left at the end of the season, we pick that up from the channel. We don't leave the inventory with the channel at all. Because if I leave the inventory, instead of 5, we count 10. And he is not going to pay to me. So to keep the things safer and in our control, what we do is, at the end of the season, we lift everything, whatever he has. So if it's a sealed carton, then that's mine. So I don't leave the inventory. It's the mistake of my team that they are not able to dispose it off to the farmer or they are not able to take it to the retailer. So we take it that way. So we don't leave anything with him. And then the next season, we do a fresh placement to him. So first we try to move it from north to south, depending on the seasonal requirement. If that gets consumed within the year, it's fine. If it looks longer, then we take it back to factory, reformulate the material, and bring it back to the market.
Okay. Sir, what is your vision related to, sir, exports? Since, actually we could not scale it up the way we were thinking. So what do you think, how much percentage would we command
the export, as a percentage? Exports has been slow for us. But I see it growing with our growing numbers. We are able to maintain the export figure roughly around 5%. I see it growing up to 10% in next 2 to 3 years. And I see the contribution from export to go up, particularly linking to CDMO. Till last year, we were making a lot of brand, I would say, white labeling business. But last year, we started with more technicals. And that business is going to contribute a lot. The CDMO type of business where we make the products for the companies is also going to contribute. So I see the international business for IL growing slowly and steadily.
Okay. And sir, my last question is, in R&D, what is our head ratio, means how many products are successful as compared to the trials done at the back end? Because R&D is the backbone of our company and huge amount of investment goes into it.
It's a very tricky question, actually, because we do different type of R&D. So we are into basic discovery, we are into formulation development, we are into reverse engineering, and we are also into biologicals. So the ratios in everything are different, entirely different. So when it comes to basic discovery, we are doing about, we are studying more than 10,000 products every year since last over 10 years. Our R&D was started in 2014 and we started with 5,000-6,000 products every year. And now that number has gone somewhere near to 9,000-10,000 products every year. So out of that, we have filed about a dozen patents from the JV. And now in this year, we should make the first filing in India for our first product, for which we are waiting for the IUPC name, which is expected shortly, because it took more than the routine time actually. So, but yes, that will be coming. When it comes to formulation development, then yes, all products are not equally successful. You launch, you don't get the response because sometimes the window of the usage which you have suggested does not match the window of the usage of the pharma. In that case, we try to add more products with that or put one more or two solutions more along with our solution so that we get a better response from the market to match the pharma's window. And these days, we are very, very peculiar. We have appointed a team of about 1,000 doctors whose major objective is to finalize the product to see the results across the country. So they are established from Punjab to down south to Tamil Nadu. So they have their headquarters, they have to try the door, they have to compare it with the competition, they have to see that what type of result is going to come in the different crop in different climatic zones, and they decide. So this is a specialized team which has no other task except conducting these trials of 500-600 products during the year, and after conducting so many trials, they give me about 10-15 hardly in the entire year. So that is the type of activity. And when it comes to reverse engineering, generally we know the product is already a success. We have to work for the pricing, we have to work for the quality, we have to make decent formulation, and we have to make the mixture. So there the success ratio is relatively high.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. The next question comes from Madhur Rathi with Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand regarding our technical plants. Also, are these plants currently operating on a break-even level or are these profitable? And sir, the Shotanala plant, sir, where are we in commissioning that technical plus formulation at that location?
Okay, I'll go step by step. So the break-even is already done on all technical plants. In Dahej, we have recently added one more building, which is called L&T. So in the L&T, the manufacturing has just started and it is going to take its sales, and it will also break-even. Means this plant will also be profitable post by Diwali actually. So if I talk about Shotanala, in Shotanala the target to start the formulation is around Diwali time. So I'm not sure that will I be able to build it or not, because that will be a strategic decision taken by the CFO at that time, looking at the investment. And the target to start the technical plant is somewhere around March. So it can be March, April of 2027 to start the first building. We are making two buildings. In one building, the plant design is already set and we are going to start all the instruments and trying it. And we wish to start it full-fledged. So that we should start in the next early Kharif, I would say. And the second building will make the structure, and then we'll take a call according to the market need.
So currently, what percentage of our raw material requirements are met through the Dahej technical plant?
Dahej technical plant requirements. I'm not having the percentages handy, but just to... I think we'll share that number.
No problem, sir. Sir, we've launched 25 new products over the past 3 years. So how should I look at our share of the patented or the premium product in our B2C revenue? Can it reach 70% over the next 2 to 3 years? Is that a fair estimation?
We divide our products into Maharatna and Focus Maharatna segment, which is a premium segment. At this moment, they are contributing roughly about 60 to 63%. So it's my vision to take it to 60-70% in next 4 years. So the growth is little slow, but yes, we are focused to increase that sales. So what you are saying, 70% is achievable, but it will take 3 to 4 years.
Okay. Sir, so how should I look at our revenue growth and margin for the upcoming year with whatever, sir, because technical prices have increased, can we expect to maintain the margin that we did in FY 2026, or can we expect to improve it further? And what kind of volume and revenue growth can we expect conservatively for this year?
It's a difficult thing to say, but I can say that both top line and bottom line will be positive. The results will be visible from the first quarter itself. So far the number is a little flat. All will depend on June, how the monsoons turns out. But I'm still very, very optimistic that there will be a decent growth in this year. And since it's a silver jubilee year, and I'm also launching Kairos, so we expect that we should have a decent growth in this year.
And sir, on the margin front?
Of course, on the margin front also. We have already crossed double digits. I wish to improvise. So let's see, because the seasonal conditions play a very crucial role in achieving the margin targets actually. So as I get more visibility, I'll be able to give more numbers.
Got it. So just a final question from mine, sir. What is the target working capital cycle that we would like to reach maybe in 1 or 2 years, or can we reach 120-day working capital cycle from our current 140-150 days?
It's not a difficult target. We are already working on reducing the inventory levels. We wish to grow without increasing the inventories. And we are also working on the average credit days, DSOs, what we provide to the market. So since there is work which is going on both the directions, and we are working for brand building, so in totality, we will all lead to reduction in the working capital cycle. So yes, it is achievable, and we should be able to achieve your target. Don't be difficult even in this year. So depends on the condition. So as the season comes, I'll be in a better position. If I'm able to liquidate everything now, then it sends that number will be achievable in this year.
Got it. So that was from mine. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Praneeth with SJ Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So one question I had regarding our focus on generics. You mentioned that in our last calls that we've done well in the patented products, but in generics there was a space which you wanted to expand in. So could you give some guidance on what's happening there?
When I say we play with generics, then it's more in the field of technicals rather than the formulations. So we do a lot of generic formulations also, because my gold range itself contributes about 35% of my total sales, and they are all generics. So there are certain products where we are very big in terms of popularity, in terms of the market demand for many products. And when it comes to making of AI, like we started making carbonism this year, we started making Petilachlor again this year. We started making something like Ametrin, relatively newer generation product, but it's still a generic. We started making Propanil. So a lot of generics were introduced in the recent past, actually. The AI as well as the formulation. And it's a continuous effort we keep on making to make our generics also profitable sometimes.
Got it, sir. And next is regarding Kairos. Could you explain the strategy behind it? I understand that we wanted to expand this as a standalone brand, but in the past you mentioned that you might want to put the B2B business in this. Could you just give some guidance if there has been a shifting strategy with this brand
behind
and Kairos, going forward, what is the strategy? Yeah.
Behind Kairos, there is a 3-point program. So one is the brand building, because we have so many products which are patented and which are new technology, and we are making more than 2 dozen technicals these days. So there is a huge opportunity to take it to the market and establish a parallel distribution network. That is target number one. Target number two is to make the imports from China, which we are not doing for insecticides India at all. So we can make these imports of the technicals from China and directly compete in the market. And third target is, of course, to start my B2B activities, particularly P2P, pack-to-pack products from Kairos. So that I could not start in a big way. Why? Because we didn't have the permissions of the entire country. So now, since the brand is launched, and apart from South India, we have established our network in the entire country. So we already have got the permissions in the entire country. So it will be more convenient to start the P2P business from Kairos in future. And that is a vision also.
Sir, in terms of identity, how would the tractor brand versus Kairos be different in the market? You mentioned you wanted to do parallel distribution, right? What are the exact differentiations between both?
We will do parallel distribution. So tractor brand is already a symbol of growth. Tractor is a very popular symbol among the farmers. Here for Kairos, we have established Dr. Dada, a new face of a farmer's son who is an educated man and who is trying to educate the farmer. So we have for Dr. Dada, Dr. Didi, who are moving in the trees and in all our campaigns, social campaigns, very, very successful. If you would have a look at the packaging, international packaging is done. If you look at the quality of the product, same IL quality they are getting. And of course, there is some discount because it's an initial company, initial launch. But at the same time, when we are offering the discount, we are also keeping the expenses on the lower side. There is no marketing team for Kairos. It's only sales team. Sales team also, hardcore sales team, limited number of people. So we are trying to do it with limited people, do the sales in the market, the state sales, through the network, take, going to the retailers, establishing them. So the overall idea is to get a market share by establishing the relationship with the people who are always wanting to connect with Insecticide India, but since I already have the network and the relationship in the market, I could not connect to them. But of course, when they look at Kairos, so indirectly they are getting the advantage of relationship with Insecticide India and all the advantages which I'll give it to the to its network, that Kairos will also give it to its network. So we are getting good support from all around the country.
So Kairos is supposed to be a cheaper alternative to our partnership products, or is it a more expensive product?
That is something I'll not agree. Because with the initial stages, I have to give some 2-3% discount to get the market position. And after that, will it be a premium brand? Will things come more at a more premium, or they will be at par with IL? It depends on the strategy. In year one, yes, there is some discount, but it won't be a cheaper solution. There is no strategy to find with the lower grade company and to compete with the market. It's not a strategy.
Understood. So just one more clarification. You mentioned that the farmers who wanted a relationship with IL and was not able to get it are going to be able to monetize through this Kairos. Can you explain why were they not able to get the relationship?
It's not with the farmer, it's with the network, distributors. The distributors were keen. The farmers, so any number of farmers I can cater in IL. Farmer is not a problem. The problem is the distributor. If I have already a distributor in a mandi, I cannot appoint a second distributor. So there were people who wanted to join hands with IL because of our strength in the product range, in the quality, in the commitment, in the supply position. So they want to create advantage. So all those people, I've already attended 2-3 launch meetings, very, very successful. And people have welcomed
Kairos
very warmly.
But sir, don't you think this will cause some channel in harmony? Because till now, because the reason you're not able to get another distributor in similar areas because you had a partnership, but won't this already existing partner be not happy with you that you're also partnering with someone else, the competitor?
As a strategy, there is no common distributor in both the companies. So people had the reservation initially because many of the distributors wanted to plug Kairos also along with IL. But since that became a policy, so we said no to everybody. So I don't think that there is any competition of that type or there is any irritation in the market of that type because both the brands are different and they are going in a different fashion. So it's going smooth.
Sir, could you just give some idea from today, how will Tractor and IL move forward and how will it be established versus Kairos? Like, I'm just trying to understand how different are both of this going to be. I understand in terms of efficiency of working at the product, it will all be with like similar to today, but
what are the identity of both? What are the advantages with IL? Isle is a popular name. Isle has got collaborations, the international collaborations. The products are first coming to Isle. Isle has got its own R&D center, so the products are first coming to Isle. And Kairos is a following company. When I say following, tomorrow, if I'm inventing too many things, when I say inventing is the wrong word here, I should say innovating. So I may bring 10 mixtures. So we may decide that 4 mixtures we are going to give exclusively to Kairos and 6 mixtures I will market. So Kairos gets those advantages, but they are going to first come to IL. If I talk about Koteva, if I talk about Nissan, if I talk about OIL, so or OAT, so all these products which come from a collaboration, they come to IL, they don't go to Kairos. So for Kairos, I have to establish first Kairos, take the permission from them that, okay, will there be another brand for me to market in Kairos? So those advantages are not available to Kairos fully. IL has got all the advantages. So whatever new collaborations we are going to do, mostly they are available to IL, not to Kairos.
Sir, so basically all the international partnerships, the premium products will come to IL first. But after, let's say, the partnership has matures, the particular formulation that you already have partnered with, you probably create with Kairos also. Is that right?
Yes and no. Because, again, if there is an exclusive commitment with one company, they will not give it to the another company. They might not want to do it. There may be certain other cases where they choose to do it. So it depends on the scenario. But generally, it don't happen.
So right now, as Kairos will be a standalone brand, whereas Tractor brand would be more associated with international partnerships, Kairos will be more, let's say, our own formulation and innovation. Is that right, at least?
Yes, that portion is correct.
Understood, sir. And in terms of brand building, like how long, where do you see this, how long do you think it will take to establish, and when will it meaningfully start contributing to our revenues in the next, will it be 2 years, 3 years, or will it be longer?
I had purchased this company in less than 6 crores. This year, the PAT margin is 4.5 crores.
So you mentioned the revenue is 6 crores and the PAT is 4.5?
Revenue is not 6 crores. I had purchased this company 2 years back. This Kairos was purchased for 6 crores, less than 6 crores. And this year, in the second year itself, the profit, the PAT margin is 5 crores, the PAT margin.
Got it. So in terms of revenues, how are they today? And how do you think they'll scale?
About 110, 111 in this year, where we have not started the brand fully. And this year is the brand operating year. So we should be at least doubling this total sales of Kairos in this fiscal.
Understood, sir. So could it be a fair assumption that we'll continue to double our sales for the next 3-4 years for this brand, and IA will continue to grow at a moderate pace?
Yes, Kairos will be one of the contributors. We should contribute 5-8% to IA's volume, and of course, IA should also grow by a similar number. So IA has a double digit growth in Kairos.
Understood, sir. Got it. So last question is regarding our partnership with Nissan Oat. Could you do some, are we any close to commercializing more products, or what is the stage right now?
We keep on doing it regularly. We sign products, we sign technologies, and the product takes 3-4 years to come with Nissan. So already in the last fiscal, we have launched one here. In the next fiscal, we have a product visible. We should be launched somewhere in the middle of, in the early half of next year. So there are many technologies which are already signed, and there is one more technology which is being signed with Nissan and one more company. So we have different types of agreements for different products. So Nissan will continue giving us products. Already we have 7, and many more are going to join that brand.
Understood, sir. I was also referring to the joint venture we have with Oat. So Oat and IL, so lab. So in terms of commercializing, I was asking the new products, like the products we are innovating right now in the joint venture.
That is the with OAT, we are doing the new product discovery. So the discovery product is also expected to hit in 2027, the first one. So we have not made an application so far. For every product, you get a chemical name, and then you get a IUPC name, which is a name of the product. So we had proposed one name that did not clear, so we are proposing second name. So we are expecting to get it soon. As the name comes in, it is going through Japan. So as the name gets clicked, so immediately we file for the application. Our entire data pack is ready to be filed. So we'll do that. So as the product comes, let's look for the success.
Got it, sir. So that's it from my side. Thank you so much for your answers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from S. A. Narayan with Capricorn Research. Please go ahead.
Rajesh, compliments for coming across with good performance. One small bookkeeping query. Your finance cost for the year is more than doubled, 16.87 crore current year, FY26, and the previous year, 6.86 crore. I'm talking of consolidated figures. Why would this be, and how would we unwind these costs?
Yes, we are working on that. The inventory levels will be last fiscal, but a little more, one part. Second part is, yes, we utilize our bank limits. Number third part is we invested on the new products. So the total investment which went for the new products were about 94 crores, which went from the internal accruals. So I must say that we taken the money from the regular course of business, but still, yes, the investment was more and the inventory was more. So in both these directions, we need to work, and we also need to work on faster cash collection. So we have started working more on the DSO. So this year, there will be the full effort that we are able to bring it down substantially.
When we do our model, what do we consider likely interest cost for FY27? Just give me a ballpark figure.
Like if you are talking about particularly modeling part, then to my board, I will present the same number what I have done the last year. I will not show it conservative at that time because if I cross that, then it becomes a problem for me. But internally, there is a target that will reduce it by at least 25-30%.
Okay. Thank you. And wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I thank everyone for the active participation and asking the very relevant questions from us. Thanks for always advising us and giving the showing us the right direction. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Insecticides India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you everyone for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.